And we're back here with Melting Pot. You can find archive shows online at meltingpotblog.com. Also look for us on Facebook. Become a fan at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Here now is that music that I was promising you a moment ago from 24 Karat Black, from an acetate limited edition. I think they only did 500 copies and just had them for Record Store Day earlier in the year. But I finally got my hands on the music. And so here is music from 24 Karat Black. And again, remember, this is stuff that literally it was just falling off the tape. So that's why it's going to sound a little iffy sound-wise, but the performance is still something else. Your love is in a world that is not real. The name of the song from 24 Karat Black. You're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Thank you. something you'll never forget about this world.
Something you will never forget. 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 Something you will never forget.
Music from William Onyebor here on KPFK and Melting Pot. From a collection put out by Luwakabop, part of their World Psychedelic Classics series that they've been doing for a little while. Last year they did a feature on Chim Maya out of Brazil. This time it's William Onyebor. Who is William Onyebor is the name of the title. And so find out. Pick that up if you like the sounds and you want to find out. Also in the set, you heard music from 24 Karat Black. Your love is in a world that is not real. Something that a lot of people had no idea even existed. Just the second record from 24 Karat Black. They released one album on the Enterprise Stax record label, 1973, called Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth. Just an amazing record. And recorded a second record, but happened at a period of time when Stax ran out of money. And so, literally, the recordings were just sitting there on a shelf for 40 years. And they pretty much sound like it. But Numero Group was able to clean up some of the tracks, but not all of them. And these were the ones that literally fell apart as they played them. And they ended up on a 10-inch acetate. But it's amazing music. I hope somebody will do that song justice, re-record a version of it. Gonna play you some music right now, kind of change it up a little bit, and play some rock and roll from a group that hasn't put out anything new in quite some time. The name of the band is Swerve Driver, one of my favorites from the 90s, featuring Adam Franklin, who's put out music and played quite a bit of it on this show. But the band, kind of part of those reunion tours and stuff that's been going on, kind of got themselves back together, and it felt good to them. So apparently they're going to release a record next year. This is the first single, self-released by Swerve Driver. It's called Deep Wound, and you're hearing it right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
Brothers in the eye, got the whole world listening. Get your ear for a second, a life-changing decision. Every other minute, thoughts run through my mind about how bad I wanted this, but I cannot waste time. So I'm trapped in the beat, stuck on every line. Nothing else matter except my next rhyme. Can never understand all the pressure I'm against. Getting thinking how to make it better than your last. Might have a mental breakdown if it wasn't for these shit, nah. And no matter how we gets, I hold on. Rolling up this good coke, I float on. I float on. I float on.
Sent me for the wonder bread and
jump me, stumped on my f***ing head. It's like I learned right then, you either sink or you swim. And to beat your enemy, you gotta think like them. So I was up late, breaking day with the gremlins. Music in my heart, but my thoughts wouldn't listen. Hood out of bye-bye, cause rap was sci-fi. So I'm tormented with the things I seen with these eyes. Can't get a wink, less I'm leaning off a dreaming of my past like a nightmare, so I wake up staring at the ceiling with this feeling that won't go away until the verse is done. Rolled all day, but them throwaways, so I'm breaking days. Fighting, and not for the money, for the life after dying. Pray I get old just to hear rap in the future, just to see my influence in this genre of music. And might make it to see somehow if it wasn't for these here now. And no matter how it gets, I hold on. Rolling up this the coke, I float on, I float on.
Thank you.
Music from Damon here on KPFK and Melting Pot. This comes from a record that is a private press record. I don't know how many copies were originally pressed, but it can't have been too many. And if you happen upon one of the original ones, you've got quite a rarity. They sell for somewhere around like $2,500 to $3,000 in the original. But Now and Again has done the very good thing of reissuing it for the rest of us folks. Thank you very much, Egon. Song of a Gypsy. The original record, some of the recordings that were pressed onto 45, and also demo recordings from Damon, some stuff that was previously unreleased. This came from the original record, Song of a Gypsy, Birds Fly So High, once again from Damon, reissued by Now and Again. Danny Brown, Austin the Set, Float On, the name of the song from his record, Old. We had music from Broadcast, a group that I just dearly, dearly miss, and just happened upon some of their recordings when I was driving around and just had to play it. Come On, Let's Go, the name of the song from Broadcast, from The Noise Made by People, their debut full-length record. Matthew Sweet in the set as well from his album Altered Beast. Do It Again, the name of the song. We'll have some tickets for him in just a moment. And start things off with Swerve Driver, another of one of my favorite artists from the 1990s, and a new recording from them. 15 years is how long it's taken them to put something new together, and it's strikingly similar to to the stuff that they used to do, which is really great. It's really great freeway flying music from Swerve Driver. I have music right now, or I should say tickets right now. You just heard music from him in that past set from Matthew Sweet. We actually did this really great two different parts, 2-hour interview with Matthew Sweet earlier in the year. It's archived on our website, meltingpotblog.com, in the section called Be Our Guest, where he talks about the record Girlfriend and also Altered Beast. I'm sure he's probably going to be playing a fair amount of tracks from both of those records, especially since it's the 20th anniversary of Altered Beast, over at his show at The Echo this coming Thursday, December 26th. If you'd like to go and see Matthew Sweet, courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, give me a call at 818-985-5735. The number here for tickets to go and see Matthew Sweet at The Echo on Thursday, December 26th is 818-985-5735. Going to start this next set off with music out of Spain from the group The Pepper Potts. 2013, you know, and mainstream press this year is a year of music for a variety of different reasons. For us here at Melting Pot, this is the craziest year of retro soul. Every single major retro soul artist put out a record, and they were all fantastic. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings were supposed to release a record. Theirs got pushed back, but almost everybody did, including the Pepper Potts out of Spain, kind of Spain's premier soul group. Their record is called We Must Fight, and this is the title track. You're going to hear from it right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Light, the light of, yeah, yeah. In a circle since we began, grabbing a channel. Hope you tuned in. My FM love, my heart's turned up. Don't turn me down. I need your trust.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, we've been through it. I'm ready to make this thing for real, you know? No time like the present, baby.
Tonight. to change. No. Ooh, whoa, whoa. Don't give me that face.
Right, so closing things out with music from James Mason and a song that's It seems like it's always in my mind. Funny Girl, the name of it. Originally heard that off of the Soulful collection put out by Love and Hate many years ago. And played that in particular because when Robin Hannibal came in the studio for an interview, he kind of challenged me to guess the inspiration for the song you heard ahead of that from Rye called Last Dance. And for whatever reason, the guitar in Funny Girl just keeps popping into my head. I don't think that's it, but it just keeps doing that. So there you go. One of the best records of the year from Rye. Woman, the name of it, Last Dance. We had music from the UK, from Hartley and Wolfe, Dancing in Circles from their album Bespoken Future. Music from the Strange Boys from a few years ago, Between Us from Be Brave, and the Pepper Potts to start the set off, We Must Fight from a record of the same name. Be back next week playing you some of the best vinyl I picked up in 2013. A couple weeks from there, our Best of 2013 show. Folk Scene is up next. Check for us online at meltingpotblog.com and facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.